the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. If you're a guest with us this morning, especially, I welcome you. And I do want to let you know that this is my first time in a year and a half to preach since I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And so it's a big deal for me, and I'm so happy that I was invited by the women to have this opportunity to preach on their particular Sunday. So you may notice that I weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. I have a little issue with balance, and I have Mary, my shadow here, who's helping me, but we'll all do fine. In today's gospel lesson from John chapter 15, we hear some of the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples on the night before his death. We all know that when someone we love is near death, those last words that they speak to us are very precious and very special. Have you ever had that experience with your loved one, those last words? They're wonderful. 13 years ago, when my mother was dying, she asked my next youngest sister to make her a promise. And my sister promised, and she has kept that promise, and she will keep it until the day she dies. Not everybody gets that chance to speak those last words, but if you do, there's such a treasure. I have this book by Beatrice Ash. It's called A Time to Live and a Time to Die: Important Concerns When Death Draws Near. And the purpose of this book is to help people who know that their death is near to talk with their loved ones about the things that are most important to them. So here are a few chapter titles that might interest you. You can borrow this book if you want. It's been well loved and well used. It's kind of falling apart, but still works. Here's some chapter titles. Making Provisions for Loved Ones. That's especially important for men, in my experience. Giving Yourself Away. Letting Go. And here's a big one, choosing to forgive. Important concerns when death draws near. And this is where we are with Jesus today. We're hearing and we're treasuring some of his last words about the things that matter the most to him, spoken when his death was less than 24 hours away. And today I want to invite you to pay attention to two of the teachings from this passage. Number one, I command you to love in the same way that I have loved you. Number two, I chose you on purpose because I know I can trust you to continue to build up God's kingdom. Those two things. Now, here's the thing about the Bible. When Jesus, the living word, speaks to us, and when we are listening, his words are no longer in a book with a chapter and a verse. When we are truly listening, as I hope that we are today, the Holy Spirit brings Jesus' words up off the page so that they come alive with promise, an invitation, and hope. So listen to Jesus' word alive right here. I command you to love in the same way that I have loved you. Let's think about that. First off, it's clear that this is not a suggestion, right? Jesus is not making a suggestion that we might want to do that. It is a what? It's a command. I command you. I command you to love in the same way that I have loved you. And since it's his command, we have to do it, right? We have to do it. But I found out as I studied this text that it's a lot harder than you think to figure out how to love other people the way Jesus loves you, because you really have to dig deep. You have to dig deep and you have to think this thought. How has Jesus loved me? I can only answer for myself, because everybody is unique and personal in this way. How Jesus has loved you may be different than how he has loved me. Do you get that? Okay, so I'll speak for myself. This is how Jesus has loved me. First off, his love has been for me pure forgiveness. Pure forgiveness. And a saving hope for a new start, not just tomorrow, but in the next minute. I can do something that I wish I had not done, and in the next minute, Jesus offers me forgiveness and a chance to begin again. Have you experienced that kind of forgiveness from Jesus? The second thing is that his love tells me that he sees me as I truly am. I have no secrets from Jesus. He sees me as I am, straight on. No pretense, no hiding, nothing I can hide from him. He knows me. And still he loves me. Don't you wonder sometimes if people really knew how I do sometimes, they wouldn't like me? Well, never mind. Jesus knows exactly how you do sometimes. And he loves you. I've experienced that love very personally. He loves me truly as I am. And most of all, Jesus' love promises me that no matter what happens, he will never, ever leave me alone. Here's the question I want you to think about today. Think about it now. Think about it all day long. How has Jesus loved me? Now, just as a side note, Jesus' command to love as he loves is not just our marching orders. Okay, get busy, go do it. It's also a gift. Because if we are able to love others the way Jesus loves us, would that not be the way to a life of peace? Yes, it would be. And so, having handed us this precious gift, love other people the way I love you, he says, now here's what I want you to do with this gift. I have chosen you on purpose. Not by accident, not at random, you, on purpose, because I know that you can and will bear fruit for God's kingdom. So our Lord wants us to take all that love that he's given us and then give it away, so so that we glorify God in the world. Now, I think it's kind of surprising to think that Jesus might have that much confidence in us, huh? That we can love others, that we can glorify God in the world, and that we can do all these things well. If you're like me, you're wondering, how can I live up to that? Do you wonder that? How can I do that? Ugh. Do you ever wonder why you yourself personally were blessed to come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Why me? Why you? Why were we chosen to know him? Because you know and I know that there's an awful lot of people out there wandering around looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for things to fill that emptiness inside them. And maybe they've heard about Jesus and they've heard his invitation, but it wasn't the right time, or it just didn't take, or they didn't get it. But each one of us is here this morning, here today, because Jesus said to us, come to me. And we said, yes. Yes, I will. Now, I want to ask you this question, and I'm really serious about it. Do you believe that his last words, love as I have loved you, and give that love away to other people to the glory of God? Do you believe that that is a call on your life that Jesus has placed on your life? Do you believe that? Do you? I do too. Okay, so we're golden. I'll tell you why. Because we got a great opportunity today to do just that, to give away all that love that's been given to us to care for children who need our help. Now, today is Rachel's day. Rachel crying for her children because they are no more, weeping, refusing to be comforted. And we know that the women of the church are putting before us the needs of children around the world who are suffering, who are being abused. These are children that Jesus loves. They are precious in his sight. There's a song. You know it, I bet you. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. They are yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. So here are these children here in Jacksonville, all over the world, that Jesus loves. They're precious to him. Does anyone here in this room not know how dangerous it is for children in this world today? Does anyone not know that? Because it is. Children are vulnerable. They're weak. They're small. And so they're targets. They're targets for kidnapping and abuse of all kinds and murder and shootings and all that stuff. You just have to listen to the news. I mean, 200 schoolgirls taking an exam in their school in Nigeria, kidnapped by terrorists. 200 middle school girls out of the blue. And 20 little children, 6 and 7 years old, killed by a random shooter in Sandy Hook School. What is this? So many more. Jesus calls us to love these children and to make a difference for God in their life. And how are we going to do that? Because we cannot be everywhere all the time, can we? No. We can't fix everything. But praise be to Christ that he has appointed and called specific people to be there for children in those dangerous times and in those dangerous places that we may never see. For example, our Lord has called missionaries like Alyssa Price Lee. Pastor Robert and I confirmed Alyssa at St. John's Lutheran Church in Nashville, Tennessee. Since then, Alyssa has spent a number of years as a missionary, working with children in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The pictures that she sent on Facebook, the joy in the children's faces, the work that she dedicated her life to doing. We can bring Jesus's love to little children by supporting missionaries in their work. But the need for help for little children is not just over there. There's a lot of it, but there's also a need here. The need for protection and care for children in danger. And the Lord has called people here in this city to respond to that need and to take care of these children and families. For example, the Lord Jesus has lifted up and empowered our Trinity Food Pantry, which offers food, smiles, caring hearts to as many as, get this, 1,000 families a month. It's more like 3,000 people. 1,000 families a month are given that gift of caring, loving food, a smile, respect. Well, everyone here this morning who has worked in the food pantry at any time or works there now, please stand up and remain standing. Okay, I want to ask you this. When you serve in the food pantry, do you believe that you are answering Jesus's call to love?
Yes.
Yes. Do you believe that you are answering Jesus's call to spread the kingdom of God in the world?
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you. Let's give them a round of applause. We can help children in need by supporting the Trinity Food Pantry. Now, Tom is always after us. Yeah, we need help. We do need help. We need people who will help. You strong young men in the summer can help unload food. That is a hard thing to do. It's heavy work. You can help the Trinity Food Pantry by giving cash donations. Now, that sounds kind of crass, doesn't it? But the thing is if you see peanut butter is buy one, get one free, a jar of peanut butter is great, but they can buy 10 jars of peanut butter, do you see, with a cash donation, because they can access other sources of food. So cash is really great. And you can pray for the people who are working the pantry for their mission, and you can help in that way. Today's love offering is another opportunity to show Jesus's love to children. This offering today is being received for Hubbard House, a ministry right here in Jacksonville that offers protection and safety for women and children who are battered, beaten, abused. You get the picture. This is what they do. These are the people who are called. There are more children in these kinds of situations than you can ever imagine. What can we do? How can we protect them? The women of the church are asking us today to make a donation to Hubbard House to help them in the work they're doing for Jesus Christ. In our name, we can give. Now, Helen Keller once said, one of my favorite quotes from her, "The world is full of suffering." Indeed it is. "And the world is also full of the overcoming of suffering." Our Lord Jesus is calling us to be on the team of overcoming. It's our job. It's our command. Jesus commands us to love as he first loved us. Jesus commands us to build up the kingdom of God by giving our love away to people who need it. Jesus calls us to do each and every one of these things because he trusts. He believes, because he's chosen us, that we can and will do the things he asked of us. Will you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us with the love of Jesus so that we can love as he loves. By your power, guide us so that all we do in Jesus' name will be done to the glory of God the Father. Amen.